This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Lee, Man United's performance against Everton, bitterly disappointing, really. It was like watching them a couple of months ago. Had a lot of possession, but they did absolutely nothing with it, really, and got beat 3-0 in the end.
I think your question is absolutely... unbelievable. For you to ask that question, I think you're either being very, very silly or you're being absolutely stupid.
That one, by the way, just to go back, what's the difference between very, very silly and extremely stupid? How far is that apart? the best one was, though, just this is amazing.
If you don't know the answer to that question, then I think you are an ostrich.
But then it gets better.
Are you flexible enough to get your head in the sand?
Are you flexible enough? That guy will never be asked that question again. Really. Are you flexible enough to get your head in the sand? And then he followed up with, because I am.
What are you talking about?
Unbelievable.
I'm sorry, son, but you are daft.
I'm sorry, son. Man U, they will bounce back here, surely. They haven't failed to score in three successive games since 2007, opted tellers, and they won't fail to score here. They love West Brom as opponents. And Wayne Rooney loves them as well, doesn't he? All those goals he scored against them. I hate to be boring here, guys, but I'm just going to go with the same old bet here. 9 out of 17 times it's landed at Old Trafford this season. This is the Man United to score two or more first half goals. Even when it doesn't land, it almost lands. And add to it the fact that West Brom have conceded more goals in the first 15 minutes of matches this season than any other team in the Premier League. 11 in the opening 15 minutes of matches. So plain old simple, Manchester United will win the game. They'll score two or more goals in the first half, and that is priced up at 11-4. It's the bet that won't move, the price that will not move.
It's unbelievable, Derek, isn't it?
9 out of 17. Tell me why I shouldn't back it, though.
But you've only tipped it on the other 8 occasions. I don't see United having a cakewalk here, because they haven't scored in two games, admittedly against decent opponents in Everton and Chelsea. But West Brom, since they had those blip games against Leicester and QPR, they haven't conceded a goal in two games against Palace and Liverpool. They actually won here last season, by the way, 2-1. They drew with United earlier in the season.
That's the only way. I think there's a record, isn't there, where they've won one of 21 league matches, and that's it.
Yeah. You know, I can see what's going to happen. I can see, you know, are West Brom safe? I'm 37 points.
Yeah.
They probably are. Yeah. But you imagine Poole is saying, well, you know, we might nick a point here. That's just, you know, play defensive. That's his MO anyway. And I like this one, your correct score group, betting with Hills. I think it's a great bet, this. United to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1, 7-5. That's great. Because United aren't going to steamroller anybody at the moment.
What did you make to Louis van Gaal's comments after that Everton game, saying that he noticed something wasn't quite right in the warm-up?
Yeah, hasn't that been said sometime earlier this season by some other manager?
Yeah, it was.
I can't remember who it was now. Well, you know, some of the stuff he comes out with, you know, you take with a pinch of salt, but, you know, he's been around long enough, and maybe managers are experienced enough to notice something in the warm-up. Certainly United didn't look at it, did they, against Everton?
No.
And, you know, you wouldn't want to be whacking them at 2-5 against, you know, doughty opponents like West Brom when there's that doubt in your mind that they're still not at it. Because what is it for United now, between now and the end of the season? I don't see there's that much in it for them, is there? They're going to finish fourth at worst.
Well, I suppose the only thing is, Derek, is... How valuable is it qualifying outright for the Champions League rather than having to go through qualifying pre-season? So the fourth place gives you a qualifying spot, and the top three, obviously, you're straight in. I think if Manchester City had to qualify for the Champions League, I think that would be a bit of a come down. Arsenal are well used to it, aren't they? I think United would take that, but obviously you'd rather fight to not do that, wouldn't you, I suppose?
Yeah, I suppose so. But yeah, you got that, but then you think, yeah, should we fight for that or just have it easy for the last four games of the season? You know, and the manager has to pay lip service to that, but the players are the ones who do it or don't do it, as the case may be. And I just got a suspicion that, you know, United might be easing off.
You sound like, if you were in that situation, Derek, you'd be easing off now.
You're right, it would be.
Man United in the market at 2-5 to win the game. The draw 7-2, West Brom in the betting at 7-1 for this tea time kickoff on Saturday afternoon.
I was trying to find who that. I think it was an international match, Derek. You know that too, when they blamed the warm up. I'm racking my brain now to think who it was.
I can't remember.
I don't think it was a Premier League manager, but bad excuse.
Oh, it's a bad excuse. You'd think the manager would be able to do something about it, you know, if he sees something like that happening in the warm up as well.
Yeah.
Rectify it quickly.
Yes, I think so, yeah.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.